Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
So, Jim McGovern, welcome to the Congressional Corner. I want to talk to you about gerrymandering. You know, Jerry, of course, was a famous Massachusettsian, a guy who came from the same state you and I live in.
Right.
Both vice president, but also was the guy who figured out how to win elections by just the way in which you drew the districts. Now, one of the reasons the Republicans, I think, are in control in the United States Congress right now is because their key state legislators drew districts like in Texas where they couldn't lose. What do you think of that?
Well, look at that. You know, I mean, gerrymandering has been around for a long, long time. But I think in Massachusetts, I think the state legislature actually did a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
In my old district, if you look at the map, it was like a snake that went from Worcester down to Fall River. My new district is actually much more compact, and you know, and I think the legislature in Massachusetts, you know, kind of rose to the occasion. I mean, there were Democrats and Republicans that supported the redistricting plan, and that's an incredible feat in and of itself.
Yeah, but we have to take a look at the fact that when a state like Texas is able to kick out a whole bunch of Democrats just by the way they draw the lines,
right,
that they have helped themselves retain majority of the Congress.
Right, and that's absolutely correct. I mean, you know, I mean, some people have thought that we should move to independent commissions to, you know, designate congressional lines and not leave it up to politicians. You know, I'm not sure. You know, as we speak, I mean, it's been a state decision on how to draw districts. I think California did a commission. We still have the legislature. Texas has the legislature to decide that stuff. But, you know, and again, sometimes states get it right, sometimes they don't. And I think one of the reasons why the Republicans are in control right now, notwithstanding the fact that the overwhelming majority of Americans disagree with some of their policies, is because they have gerrymandered districts that have helped Republicans, and not only just Republicans, but very right-wing Republicans get elected. And it's not been good for the country.
What do you make of the Markey Lynch primary for Senate here? I'll try to get you into trouble. Right now, we see Markey ahead, but a lot of Republicans indicated, because you and I both know you can take an unenrolled ballot in Massachusetts and vote in either primary, who are saying that they would vote for Lynch. Can you sort of parse that for us?
You look, I think whatever Democrat wins, the primary will win the general election. I think if you were to elect a Republican in the general election, what Massachusetts would be saying is that we agree with all this obstructionism, that we agree with this kind of right-wing agenda, which basically says we shouldn't have a public sector. That, and I don't think that's where, you know, a majority of people in Massachusetts are. So I think whoever wins that primary is going to win the general election. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be a fight. But I think the people of Massachusetts, you know, want this country to move forward and not go backwards. And look, you know, they're both my colleagues. You know, Markey is closer to my ideology than Lynch. But whichever one wins, you know, I'll be out there campaigning for them.
Despite what you just said, I'll give you two words, and then you have to explain those two words to me. All right? Scott Brown.
Yeah. Well, Scott Brown, you know, was a very lucky guy. You know, the mood in Massachusetts and around the country at that time was pretty volatile. It was when it was in the aftermath of the health care reform debate. The Tea Party movement was at its highest peak. So the mood in Massachusetts, you know, was such that Scott Brown was able to get elected. What happened was that the Republican turnout in that special election was at presidential level. It was a high Republican turnout. Unfortunately, the Democratic turnout was not comparable. We had fewer Democrats that turned out in that election. So, you know, for a number of reasons. One, the rise of the Tea Party, and two, Democrats weren't excited, resulted in Scott Brown. But, you know, that was corrected. And the person who beat Scott Brown, Elizabeth Warren, you know, wasn't, I think, would be considered a progressive, if not a liberal, who, you know, said what she believed and, you know, and won overwhelmingly. I think whatever Democrat wins is going to win the general election. I think the mood is very different. today than it was when Scott Brown got elected.
I tend to agree with you. Talk to me about drones and the administration. You're a liberal. I hear from many of the people who listen to public radio, they don't like drones. We have the man they voted for, Obama, using them. You know, I share so much of your ideology with you, but where are you?
Well, I'm not happy about the drones. I've been critical of the administration for not having a clear-cut policy on drones. And I also am concerned about the fact that that these drones have been killing not only bad guys, but they've been killing a lot of innocent people in the process. And I worry about that because this collateral damage, as some people refer to it as, I think undercuts our security. It generates more resentment and more hate toward the United States. And so, I think the administration needs to have a clear-cut policy. And we need to do so because other countries are going to start using drones. And so we need to kind of establish standards now that, you know, the genie is out of the bottle, that we'll control, you know, their use, also make sure that our security is taken care of. But also we need to have this discussion about all these innocent people that are being killed. I'm just sick of war. I'm sick of all these, you know, these newfangled weapons to go out and kill people. I think we ought to figure out a way to kind of go back to the basics and utilize old-fashioned diplomacy in trying to work out some of our problems around the world. I mean, every problem we have, the answer is not another weapon, you know, or another war. We ought to be able to figure out how to resolve some things without war, without weapons.
How do you negotiate with the Taliban? I mean that in all honesty, because I'm confused over this issue. You might want to use drones rather than use troops. But some of these guys are most irrational. You know, they beat women in the street. They do this and that.
You know, there are a lot of irrational people in the Taliban. There are a lot of irrational people all over the world. But, you know, one of the things that, you know, I had hoped would have happened in Afghanistan that didn't was that the previous administration and this administration would have kind of enlisted the support of all the regional players, all the countries around Afghanistan, to try to set up a framework, you know, for an end to the violence. And instead, what we did is we got in bed with Hamid Karzai, who's one of the most corrupt leaders in the entire world, according to every, you know, major group that analyzes corruption. And we have chosen to kind of, you know, take sides. You know, when we went into Afghanistan, we went in originally to go after Al-Qaeda and to get Osama bin Laden. Al-Qaeda's left Afghanistan. We're now dealing with and fighting with the Taliban that are indigenous to Afghanistan. They're awful, terrible people. Don't get me wrong. But I do not think that the way we kind of resolve that situation is by more war. You know, we ought to figure out, you know, it takes time and it takes patience, but we ought to be able to figure out how we can resolve some of these problems without having endless war. You know, I don't feel any more secure today because of what we did in Iraq. I don't feel any more secure today because of what we're doing in Afghanistan. We got Osama bin Laden. We got him with a small group of Navy SEALs, not 100,000 troops, but a small group of Navy SEALs that were deployed strategically, and they got him. So I think the way you respond to some of these terrorist threats around the world is not by a big military footprint. I think you could do it more, you know, do more surgical strikes that, quite frankly, are more effective. And they also result in less resentment against the United States. You know, our big military footprint in Afghanistan, I don't think, you know, I think is resulting in more resentment than having people being grateful. So I think we ought to have some discussions about how you solve some of these problems without having to go to war every time something, you know, comes up that we don't like.
Jim McGovern, you are always welcome here
at
Congressional Corner.
All right.